Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
Network News, Episode 73. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Today on God Network News, we are going to be listening to a message that I recorded several years ago, sharing about the ministry of Create International here in Asia, what happened as a result of our obedience to the Lord to prepare and to go out into Asia, to go to unreached people groups, and to create culturally relevant evangelistic films that share the love of Jesus with unreached people groups in different languages, different cultures. They're all tailor-made. They aren't dubbed. They are made specifically for that particular unreached people group using their culture and their heart language, and the actors come from their particular people group. In this message, we shared some of the early stories of God's faithfulness through our ministry and what we were taught by the Lord, both spiritually as well as strategically and practically. It came in very handy for the rest of our ministry years and led us and guided us into real success on the mission field. I hope that you will be inspired by this message.
Thanks. It's good to be here tonight. I feel like I'm back here with family. We have been with YWAM for about 22 years now. We used to be youth with a mission when we started. Now we're middle-aged with a mission or something like that, but we still are youthful at heart. But I have a lot of history here. We were basically sent out from U.S. Center Community here and our local church about 10 years ago, a little over that time, to move to Singapore. We were there for about 5 years and then 5 years in the land down under in Perth, God's best kept secret. We basically are based out of there because it's a great launching pad for our work into Asia and Africa. When I was here at the U.S. Center, first we started a Youth of the Mission office here, and we were doing a number of training programs here, and also I finished my Bachelor of Arts degree here, and then Carol came into my life. Hallelujah. My wife, the two of us did our master's degree through William Carey here. And so lots of history and lots of good memories that we have here at the U.S. Center. So it's always great to come back to our family here. As I was praying this morning and reading the Bible, I felt like the Lord leading me to some scriptures in Psalms 37. And as I was reading some of these scriptures, they talk a lot about our inheritance, gaining your inheritance, and all these promises that those that are faithful, that God will give them, allow them to possess the land. And always in connection with this, these words of promise of inheritance and possession, there's an eternal aspect to it. Basically says you'll receive your eternal inheritance, eternal possession, and so forth. And I started thinking about that today. And as I was thinking about it, meditating on that, I felt like the Lord really reminding me and saying to me, Calvin, your inheritance is not your ministry. Your inheritance is not videos that you produce, tools that you produce and things like that. Your inheritance are those people who are touched through your work, through your ministry, through your videos. Those who are touched by the truth of Jesus in their hearts, and maybe for the first time. That's your inheritance. And that's what you need to focus on as your motivation to whatever you do. You know, whatever it is. I'm not saying that church, you know, having a church, having a ministry and all these things is wrong. No, but we need to make sure that we are keeping our focus on what is really our inheritance. All these other things will pass away, but the things that will remain forever are the people's lives that have been changed through our work. So think about that. I just encourage you with that. It really encouraged me and challenged me today. Those of you who don't know Carol and I, we've started a ministry called Create International within Youth of the Mission. Actually, while we were doing our training here, we were contaminated by some genetic engineering or something here at the U.S. Center that kind of made us into hybrid YWAMers, Frontier Mission YWAMers. Since that time, we've just been in our hearts just burdened for underage peoples and completely focused on that. We've been excited to be a part of what's happening in our mission. Over the past 10 years, we've seen an increase of participation in the Frontiers from 1% 10 years ago to 16% of our full mission force right now involved in Frontier Missions, working with unreached peoples. That might not sound like a lot, but it's about 1,500 people full-time. So we're still working. We want it to be a lot more than that, and I'm sure it will be. It's growing, but we're excited to see that and have been a part of that. Carol and I, like I said before, run a ministry called Create International. What we do is we produce evangelistic videos for unreached people groups in their language and adapted to their culture. Sometimes we'll use parables from the Bible, but usually what we'll do is each people group will create a story that's common in their culture that will present the gospel message in a simple way. And then we'll use actors that we gather from that people group. Sometimes they're Christians. Usually they're not, because that's why they're unreached, right? So oftentimes we have casts full of Muslims memorizing scriptures and praising Jesus and praying to Jesus and all kinds of things throughout the whole thing. And to our great, sometimes surprise, but to our great joy, oftentimes we see them giving their lives to the Lord at the end of that process. A couple of years ago, we were doing a presentation for the Minangkabau people. And this is a large, very influential Muslim group in Indonesia. The person that was playing one of the major roles was a Muslim. He was a musician as well. And he had done a lot of traditional Minangkabau type music before and actually had, you know, burnt some CDs and tapes and things. So he was a part of it. Towards the end of our shooting of the evangelistic video, he gathered everybody together in the cast and on the team and said, "You guys have come this great distance, given up all these things to come and do something for my people. And I'm just really thankful to you for that." And combined with some Minangkabau Christians that were working with us that had shared their testimony with him, he was really touched by the Lord, and he said, "I'm giving my life to the Lord." And 2 years later now, he's still walking with the Lord through difficult circumstances, I assure you. Not only that, but he has gathered together a band, a Minangkabau band of Minangkabau believers, and they're starting to do Christian Minangkabau traditional style music, which is really great. We challenged him to do that a couple of years ago, but took some time for the Lord to work in his life and bring him to that point. So we're really excited. That's just one of many, many testimonies that we could give about what we're seeing the Lord do. Before I go on to our video that we're going to be showing, I want to share one recent exciting thing that's happened. We just seem to be constantly amazed by what God's doing out in Asia just to reach peoples. It's just amazing. We were in Indonesia recently, starting a new Create International Center for Indonesia. While we were there, we were about ready to go back home, and we found out about an opportunity where the Jesus film was going to be pressed onto a video CD. Now, that's similar to your DVD that you have here in the States, but it's a little lower quality and much cheaper. So it's just taken Asia by storm. Everyone's got VCD now. It's basically VHS quality on a CD that you can play on a CD. So someone had given some money to have 2 million VCDs of the Jesus film made and distributed in southern China, mainland China. So they said, well, we thought, oh, that's fantastic. And they said, but you know, we've got some space left on the end. You know, if someone could produce an evangelistic video in Mandarin, in the dialect they speak in the southern area there especially, we would put that at the end of it. And it could go as kind of a follow-up story after the Jesus film. So they said, Carol, how about you come to Hong Kong and direct it? And we go, oh man, no, we're too busy. We've got to go home and all this kind of stuff. We have about a week to prepare to go to the States for 2.5 months. But then when we prayed about it, God said, no, this is me. Drop everything and do this. So we flew back to Perth because we had to do something there. But the next day, after we got there, Carol flew off to Hong Kong and directed a team of people producing an evangelistic video in Mandarin that's already been edited, and it's going to be going with the Jesus film. So that's 2 million VCDs, and they estimate conservatively that has a potential audience of 250 million people. Conservative estimate. We're talking big numbers here. And so it's really exciting what the Lord's doing, and it's difficult sometimes to keep up with Him. But if we're led by the Holy Spirit, we won't run out of energy. It's when we're driven for the wrong motivations, we get stressed out. But yeah, it's exciting to be a part of what God's doing in Asia.